everybody. This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, touring the state, soaking in everything that this state's got to offer: hunting, fishing, kayaking, mountain biking, mountain climbing, sliding down mountains, Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, the Dells.
Bingo parlors, Potawatomi.
Bingo.
Bingo.
I do love me some bingo, though.
Ooh.
Oh,
I love
man.
Bingo.
I love bingo, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that there is the voice of the world-acclaimed, world-traveling Danielle Fairman. Danielle, host of the show. Danielle and I have been together for many, many years hunting and fishing the great state of Wisconsin.
We have.
There is really... Now, here's what's fascinating to me.
Oh.
You...
What is fascinating?
...are not afraid of anything, Danielle.
No.
You're not afraid of anything.
My mom is so worried about that.
I worry about that.
I need to cut in here. She's afraid of some food, but we are changing
okay.
that every
okay.
single week.
This
that's
is true.
Called
do you want some liver sausage?
Lead.
No.
You're
have you tried
to
do?
No. Okay. That's, well, first of all, that's Chef Ellie Lawton, the official chef of Raised in Wisco, our culinary creator who brings us the amazing recipes every year, every week.
Every year.
Every year.
Every
week.
Year.
Every month.
Time
whatever
flies when
it takes.
You're having fun.
You know, the cool thing about Chef Lawton is that she will take some of the most delicious dishes and break them down for us in a way that we can prepare them at home. That is a goal. Tonight,
how to cook for dummies.
Cooking is
that's
so
what
fun
you do
and
for
so
us.
Easy.
You are. Well, we're not dummies.
Ellie,
cooking for...
Well,
cooking for...
I am sometimes.
Don't just call me fat.
When it comes to the kitchen, I am a dummy.
No, you're not.
No,
Danielle.
You're not anymore. You're
you
learning.
You need to get
anymore,
yourself
I
more credit
because of you guys.
Well, everything you've ever brought here. We have a little kind of tradition here at Raised in Wisco. We eat usually before we go on.
Okay,
air.
But honestly, what do we do and we don't eat before we do it?
Nothing. We eat
yeah.
constantly.
We eat all the time.
Jacob's in the fishbowl. Want to shout out to Jacob. But we're going to have a new voice on Raised in Wisco
this
week. You've never heard him before.
Die.
No, I've spoken before. Here and there.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to give you this nice, big intro.
I just completed it.
Noah.
I think all three of us did.
You guys have just, yeah, you're crash.
We're right. sticking out for Noah, man.
Yeah.
I see you like to embellish. I appreciate that.
Noah Morris, who is the in-house producer here at the Fishbowl, WFSH in Concord, Wisconsin. He is our in-house producer, and he's going to be joining us on the air today because he's
Woo-hoo.
Got a great Raised in Wisco. Before we get to that, though,
yes.
back to you, Danielle.
Me?
Co-host of the show, co-host Danielle. Of my local television show. You've made appearances on the national show, The Foul Life.
Yes, and I have the you sweet hat right now.
You
have the best
stuff
Foul Life
together.
Hat on.
That is the coolest Foul Life hat. Danielle, you're not afraid of anything. You go noodling. And
yes.
for those of you listening who do not know what noodling is...
It well, is where you go to an Italian restaurant and ask for
yeah.
noodles.
It's my version of noodling is eating pasta.
Yeah,
okay?
Danielle's version of noodling is different than the rest of ours.
Well, I did also...
Danielle, explain to the folks who don't know what noodling is.
Well, noodling, let's reverse a little bit. I got my inspiration from Facebook with this chick named Hannah Barron. Hannah Barron Outdoors. She says, appreciate y'all. At
appreciate
the end of
you.
Everything, every video that she has.
Okay.
But she is 5 foot nothing. But she is built like a brick house. But she goes down there and she rips up all these blues. So these blues
no,
are
no,
the-
no, 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 no. Blues. Goes down where? What are blues?
She,
come on, Danielle.
She goes into the water.
She goes in. She's in water. It could be ankle deep, knee deep. She has to dive under sometimes, which I do as well. So everything I'm saying pertains to me as well. You find a log, you find a hole, you find a hole of any type. And these fish love to go into these holes where it's nice and cool. These catfish.
Okay, so.
And these catfish
don't
have eyelids.
Noodling is sticking your hand in crevices in lakes and river bottoms, hoping
yes.
a catfish will mistake your hand for food and eat it.
Your
well,
arm becomes
see,
the
you're
noodle.
Not mistaking it for food. You're being aggressive. You're shoving your hand in their mouth. They're trying to get away from you, and they're
you
swimming backwards.
You feel for their face
you
and
feel
shove
for
their hand, your hand in their mouth.
And Danielle does
on purpose,
this.
Yes. And then they The best way to describe it is to do a karate chop on your arm. Or
yeah,
someone
you did it to me once.
Yeah, just to do like a nice, not aggressive, but a good solid karate chop.
And that's what
arm.
You want to happen.
That's what you want to happen.
Yeah, I've been bucked off of horses, and that karate chop you gave me hurt way more than getting bucked off of horses.
But there's people out there that I went with Brittany Jill 2 years ago, and she got her personal best, which was a 48-pound catfish.
Oh,
48
my
pounds.
Gosh.
How does a person lift a 48-pound catfish with one arm?
Bend and snap.
Bend and snap. Okay, that so, is going back to Legally Blonde.
It
if you
is.
Don't know what that is. Okay.
So if you go out
Reese
with...
Reese Witherspoon references.
Is there a mail carrier watching?
Yes. And then I break his nose and all the fun things. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So when I go, I do not go without a guide, pretty
yeah.
much. So I go with a guide. They know where all these crevices are. And then they go in and block it. So they have like a pallet and they go to one side and they block the hole if it's not against the bank or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy just goes in there casually to see if it's anything's in there. And then they go,
wait,
yes.
What does that go in there casually to see
like
if
like pokes around
in
with
yeah,
their
he
hand?
Just goes and feels for a fish. And then if there's something in there, he says, there's a fish in here.
So could there be multiple fish in one hole?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So you could just put your both hands in there and come out double gloved?
You probably could. I have not seen the video, but why
is
not?
Is there protection that you can wear on your arms for this?
You can wear gloves, just like gardening
gloves.
Do they
have teeth?
They do not have teeth.
Okay.
Well, they do have like bass. Yeah,
teeth.
Like
yeah.
Very, very, not like, it's not going to
like
cut you, but it will teeth. Bruise you. It will absolutely
okay.
bruise you. You go in there. I'm not a very good diver. I kind of like climb down this dude's leg to stick my hand in there. And the first time it hit my hand, I screamed underneath the water. And I came back up and everyone's just dying laughing at me. But then I went back down there and got shoulder deep all in there. And I got it and I pulled him out. And I was so
wow.
excited.
Oh,
so you
my
caught
goodness.
A giant catfish with your hand.
My first
under
one was 22 pounds.
I think
wow.
we should all go do this together.
Nope. Nope.
Noah, would
you
do it?
That's
I don't
yes.
know about going underwater. That sounds pretty intense.
It sounds like you can do it in shallow water.
Here's
you can
my
do it
question.
In shallow water, yes.
What okay. happens if you stick your hand under there and you have an unwitting snapping turtle?
Ooh,
oh, well,
that's
then.
The price you pay, I guess.
You lose appendages,
you, that's the thumbtacks.
What is the...
what?
You're paying the thumbtacks at that point.
I was thinking of thumbtacks that you press in
no,
a cork
thumb
board.
No,
thumbtacks.
So was I. Yeah.
That is the finger tax.
Yeah.
Like the mafia.
Yeah.
That is like
oh, yeah.
the Yeah, that
yes,
is like
exactly.
the mafia, Noah. Noah, wow.
But it
You're
is.
Noah has a lot of layers.
Noah. Okay. Where I'm going with this, Danielle.
Yes.
Is that you will do that kind of crazy madness... But we can't get you to try liver sausage.
No, that's so
I did. I took a little chunk and I force-fed it to her.
And what was your reaction to liver sausage?
No, I'm good.
Noah loved it.
I
See,
love
you had Schlager. You had Swiss cheese. I'm not a Swiss cheese fan. You have liver sausage.
Best.
Ew. Then you have onions and then mustard. It's all the things I do not like. Wrapped
well,
up in
no.
one little package.
To be fair, before... We started cooking before every episode of this show. There were a lot of things you didn't like that you do now.
You didn't like
Correct.
Mushrooms, and you love button mushrooms.
I
now.
Do love button mushrooms.
Oh,
beach well, mushrooms.
Beach. I was like,
beach.
Button.
You're
I'm
such
trying
a
to think.
Fun guy.
Oh
that's
boy.
Why. Okay.
Wow.
Every time.
I can't help it, Noah. It's a dad joke. Jacob, I need to know if you would try noodling.
When? I'm going to do this now.
Whoa!
Hey, what's going on?
That's Jacob. Awesome.
I was going to say, isn't it that time of year, Danielle?
It's getting towards the end of the year right now.
Oh.
Okay. Have
so
you done
August
it yet
is,
this year?
August is getting pretty cold and pretty. So the best time to go is when it's nice, sunny, and bright because they don't have eyelids.
Oh,
so they try
they
to
go,
they
down.
Go into the shade or to where it's cooler so that it doesn't hurt their eyes as much.
And where can you do this?
I
Where
go
do
down
go?
To Rend, R-E-N-D, Lake in Illinois.
Okay. How far away is that from here?
From here, it'd be like 5 hours.
Oh, okay.
But then they also...
It is quite a ways away.
Yeah. Well, there's multiple other places that these people just had I started with them, so I mm-hmm. continue going with them. I don't want to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But they also have a hotel booking to where you get like 20% off if you book through them, and they book the hotel. So
nice.
Yeah, and they do it in Wisconsin as well.
Probably. I have no idea, but probably. It's there's catfish everywhere.
It's way to lose your hand.
No kidding. Noah, would you try this?
Yes. You didn't answer yet.
I guess he answered for me.
Would
yes.
you try?
Yeah.
So you're saying.
I don't know.
Would you get that? Noah, would you get peer pressured by Danielle into doing this?
Probably. Yeah. Peer pressure works on me.
Well,
peer pressure works on you.
My friend Brianna came with me for her first time, and she's a massage therapist.
Ooh.
A fish got her real good, and she couldn't go to work for like 2 months.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
See, I feel like my
hands are
just too important to crush. Like that.
How would I play the piano if I got bit, if I had fingers bit off by a catfish?
Yeah. Like, with your hook.
With a hook.
It's little nubs.
With chopsticks.
Yeah.
Hey.
I could play chopsticks.
We could duct tape chopsticks onto you. You'd be like Wolverine, but chopstick
play
version.
Chopsticks playing chopsticks.
Oh, man.
You'd be the Chinese Wolverine.
Speaking of fishing.
What?
Yes, I guess I would. I never saw those movies, though, so I don't really know what you're talking about. I'm going to do my weekly Wisco before we deteriorate into Danielle's throwing her headset with her microphone across the room at this point.
I just watched that, too.
So that's the funny part
on the plane.
I had
a
fun weekly Wisco. I went to the backyard and cast and caught a bunch of fish. Caught a couple bass, gave me the fight of my life. I had just this weather is so conducive to good dusk fishing right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, those bass are hitting surface baits, and it just was absolutely awesome. And I caught an interesting fish on a Yamamoto Senko. And if you don't know what a Yamamoto Senko is, it is a stick bait, or it's like a long rubber worm that's the same on both ends. Salt impregnated, very firm, and you hook it in the middle. It's called wacky rigging it, and you tick it through the water. And I caught a giant warmouth. Do you guys know what a warmouth is?
Do tell.
I do now because you told me before the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you gave that away. But a warmouth is a hybrid between a bluegill and a rock bass. And they look like bluegill and they eat like bluegill. They're delicious.
Yum.
But they've got big mouths that are slanted down on the end.
Wow.
Everybody please tune into Facebook so you can see this face.
And I caught a warm mouth. And I'm very excited because we've got Noah Morris, who was so excited about his weekly Wisco. He's actually on the show. And we've got fantastic cooking plus adventures on Lake Michigan. Chef Lawton and show contributor Megan Salazar. This is Raised in Wisco. One-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin, from foraging to hiking to camping to canoeing to kayaking, fishing, hunting, eating.
All the above.
Eating.
eating.
Raised
in Wisco.
Dessert.
Ooh, dessert.
At the end of the day, a
cooking show.
And that's
okay, that was not very enthusiastic.
Well, cooking show.
Yeah.
There you go, Danielle. I'm very excited. I'm very enthusiastic about the fact that we have a certified award-winning chef that is the official chef of Raised in Wisco, who brings us recipes every week from the great outdoors to the table in a simple and understandable fashion. That's exciting to me. We're talking about our Raised in Wisco's, and I'm learning a lot about Noah Morris, our producer.
Right?
I've known Mora for no Mora. I've known Noah. That's
not his name.
I've known Noah for probably a decade, probably
almost
10 years.
Wow.
Or so.
We're getting there.
Yeah. We've worked together in the disabilities industry. It's been a pleasure. He's fantastic, very talented in production, videography, and that kind of mm-hmm. thing. Owns Morris Original for your video needs. So if you need videos, contact Morris Original. There is a little free plug for you.
Thanks.
Noah. How do you feel about that?
Appreciate that.
I'm learning that Noah's got kind of a sense of humor that I didn't realize.
Noah has a sassy side.
I think he does. We threw a mic in front of his face for the first time today because he had a very exciting weekly Wisco. So let's hear about it, Noah.
Yeah, I just got back from Boy Scout camp. It's my first time going as a leader. So I went as a kid, but it was really cool re-experiencing all that and just being there with our younger scouts.
Where did you go?
So it was Ed Bryant Scout Reservation. It's a local like week-long summer camp.
Where is it?
Up by the Dells area.
Mm. Ooh, awesome.
Awesome. Another awesome Wisconsin product.
Yep.
You attained Eagle Scout, correct?
Yep.
You guys were talking prior. Why do you keep saying attain Eagle Scout? Like, isn't everybody at the end an Eagle Scout?
No. In order to become an Eagle Scout, and obviously correct me if I'm wrong, no, because it's been many years since I was in the Boy Scouts. And I have to say, I'm one of my few disappointments that I didn't completely follow through in my life was that I was a Life Scout, but I was 2 merit badges and a service project away. And the things I learned in Boy Scouts were fantastic. Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty,
yep.
brave, clean, and reverent.
I heard that a lot.
Still remember that. But I will tell you, you have to have a certain amount of merit badges, learn a certain amount of skills, and do a service project that's highly scrutinized and has to benefit the community. And you have to do it all before you turn 18.
Yep.
So when you say attain Eagle Scout, it's actually a very rare thing, and very few people in the country ever end up becoming Eagle Scouts. In fact, they blame it on the fumes. That's what they always told me. Perfume and gas fumes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one got you?
both
of them.
So how many badges do you need to be an Eagle Scout then?
What is it like? Well, there's certain Eagle required ones. So like, I think hiking, there's other ones like family.
Religion is one of them.
That's kind of baked into like following the Scout oath. And that's like having like certain obligations in your community and faith too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of different facets of it, and kind of there's like 8 different ranks, and each rank you kind of have a board of review where the scoutmaster just talks you through like how you are.
Wow,
being in
this
with
is
your
a
community.
There's
a lot involved. It's very
it's, a lot
it's
more
almost
than being outdoors.
Paramilitary. So there's ranks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But my favorite thing about Boy Scouts was cooking. Camping and cooking over an open fire with the Dutch ovens.
Oh,
we made peach cobbler and we made pizza pudgy pies and you name it. But I'm going to tell you, I had
sounds
a great
like a normal day at my house.
Yeah, it really, you'd have been a great Boy Scout.
I would have been a fantastic Boy Scout.
There's no doubt.
So
about
I
it.
Looked it up. To achieve rank of an Eagle Scout, a Boy Scout must earn a minimum of 21 merit badges. Right. Out of these 21, 14 must be a specific list of required badges, and remaining 7 can be any other merit badges offered by Scouting America.
They have
so
many
awesome.
Now, like hundreds
21.
Of different
so many things
subjects.
To choose from, hey?
That's
for me,
fantastic.
I really got exposed to a lot of things I wouldn't have otherwise, like at summer camp, was when I did soldering and electronics.
Oh that's really cool.
So, yeah, I've used that in my adult life. And it's,
Joel
it's
got
cool,
his canoe badge.
I have my canoeing merit badge. I do.
I think that's my favorite one.
Did you know? Well, I never realized before that I got it. You can steer a canoe. When you are solo in a canoe, you are never supposed to move the paddle to both sides. You do what's called a J stroke. And when you stroke into the water, you turn it to the outside.
Yeah, it's a Joel stroke.
It's a
J. You just made it up.
I'm not making it up. And you can steer your canoe out of one side and you curl it over and it. as you push one way, it'll pull you back the other way.
J-stroke for Jolvis.
For Jolvis. Yeah.
The other thing you made up.
Oh, you guys are relentless. You are relentless. Chef Lawton, what's your weekly Wisco, for goodness sake?
Well, you can make fun of me for mine. Actually, no, you can't.
Ooh, can I?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So Megan Salazar and I went out last weekend and spent the day out on Lake Michigan. We were trying to salmon fish.
Oh, what? Slow down. How do you try to salmon fish?
I take that back. We tried really, really hard. It just wasn't happening for us. We ended up not getting any fish, but we got really good suntans and had a great day. And shout out to Kevin and Ian. Kevin worked his butt off for us all day to catch fish. We tried everything, and it just was a off day. But
yeah,
had a great day, and we had snacks.
That's why they call it fishing, not catching.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Danielle Fairman was on hiatus in Montana. We're going to hear about that. And our recipe of the week, salmon, even though Chef Lawton didn't catch it. This is Raised in Wisco. Give it up to Jacob, because I have not suggested any of the music, and he is absolutely killing it.
Yeah, he's jamming out.
Motley Crue, I mean, Michael Jackson, love it. Raised in Wisco is the place for you to learn about the great outdoors. Come along with us. Laugh. Danielle Fairman is with me. I'm Joel Clayfish. We've got an official chef on the show, Chef Ellie Lawton, who brings you recipes every week that you can handle. I mean, none of them are too crazy.
Golf claps.
We're not using words like bechamel or
mise
en place yet.
Next week, we're going there.
We're going to go to terms. We're going to French culinary terms.
Y'all need to bust out your culinary dictionaries, because we are getting crazy.
Hey, whatever it takes.
It's time to turn up the heat.
Turn up.
We're going to turn up the heat in this kitchen.
Let's do it. Hey, we were talking to Noah Morris, our in-house producer here, who was talking about the Boy Scouts and a fantastic opportunities in Wisconsin. I had a great time fishing. I'm missing a couple weekly Wiscos yet. I'm going to go with Chef Lawton, because I think we're going to get to Danielle's, and it's going to take a while. She just got back from the beautiful state of Montana, and we want to talk about that. But Chef Lawton, oh, that's right.
Mine was yours.
Ouch,
right in my feelers.
You went fishing.
Oh, that was funny. Do you want me to get that knife out of your back real quick? Or?
No, I like the it there. Knife. That's where Joel usually places it.
I'm sorry.
Just call
that's
my,
where Joel hey, normally
my
places
back
it.
Is just known as the butcher block.
Oh, well, now wait a minute. Oh. That is so far from
Joel's
truth.
Butcher block.
I am by far the one made fun of most on this show.
But I think that you like it.
Well, I don't.
If you like it, is it really a bad thing?
As Sister Lucretia, my grade school principal who was punishing me, used to say, not all attention is good attention, Joel. Then I had to do like 5 Hail Marys. And
she probably put a knife in your back, too.
No, but she wrapped my knuckles plenty of times. I will tell you that. That happened. That actually happened. Danielle Fairman is one adventuresome woman, and she just got back from quite an adventure in Montana. I'm guessing that's your weekly Wisco.
And my weekly Wisco is Montana, the glacier, to be specific. But we traveled all around from northeast, west, south, not really south because there wasn't much down there, but east and west of Glacier is the most beautiful scenery. Mm-hmm. This was my first national park.
Oh, you're kidding.
This was my first national park.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Obsessed doesn't even describe how excited I was. But it was for my one of my good friend's wedding. Her and her boyfriend go around to all the states. Their goal in life is to see every single national park and have pictures
there. I love that.
So this is, I think, like their And they're in the teens. I don't really remember what number, but they're in the teens. But this was my first, and another bridesmaid, it was her first as well.
Oh, what a treat.
So it was the bride and three bridesmaids and the bride's mom. We all went together. We stayed in a bunch of Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. Every single solitary person was beyond helpful. But the scenery, oh my goodness. And it was our mission.
When they say big sky, they mean big the sky looks sky, bigger. Yes. I can't explain it.
There's only 23 active glaciers in Glacier National Park, and they lose one quite often. It's slowly diminishing very quickly. That did not make sense. It's diminishing very quickly. Yeah, you meant what I knew. But the last one that we went to was called Avalanche. We went down to the Trail of Cedars. This is my favorite one. We went down to the Trail of Cedars on the East Glacier Park, and there was four of us wrapping around cedar trees, and we still couldn't touch each other's fingers.
Wow. So cool.
That's how big it is. And all of us are...
These are giant pine trees.
Just giant pine trees, and they smell absolutely wonderful.
Sure, I bet it smells like you're walking through a massive cedar chest.
Yes. And when we get to the end, you walk out. It's just cedars, two big cedars walking out the end of the trail, and all of a sudden you're just looking at seven waterfalls falling down into this lake called Avalanche Lake.
Beautiful.
And everything there is crystal clear. You could see down 10, 15, 20 feet. It is clear, clear, clear. And a couple of the girls and I convinced other people that were just spectating, like, you should go do the polar plunge with us because getting in this water is freezing.
Well, it's glacier water.
Yep. We convinced a couple other ladies that we did not know. I'm like, let's go do the polar plunge. So we did the polar plunge in the
Danielle,
water.
Danielle, you love the polar plunges.
I do. But this part, after we did the polar plunge, we all took pictures and had our laughs and turn around. And then there's a freaking black bear with her cubs coming into the water where we just were.
The only place
you do not want to be is between a mama bear and her cubs.
Oh, yes.
Holy cow.
Every single...
Did that scare the snot out of you?
No, of course not.
Danielle was probably trying to pet
the thing. She was trying to noodle the darn thing.
You shouldn't noodle black bears, Danielle.
Hey, if they're in the water, you could noodle them.
Yeah, duh.
I would not put it
noodle
past
and
her.
Bear
I'm not joking.
Together sounds delicious.
Oh, I love bears.
If you don't know
so
Danielle,
good.
Danielle Fairman will do anything.
That
so
was,
it concerns me a little
that
bit.
That was the problem.
Were there
the
folks with you worried about the fact that...
They were yelling at me.
Were you trying to go near this bear?
No, Danielle, I just wanted a nice picture.
Danielle.
What? No, it was still across the water. Like, there was still water between us.
How many feet? Five does not count, Danielle. I know when you see a dog. You just beeline it through traffic, into somebody's yard. The dog bites. There's a dog bite sign, and you just beeline. You're like, I don't care.
Chef Lawton is speaking from experience of Danielle approaching a strange
dog. Danielle, stop. Don't touch the dog. I'm going.
We go on.
Nothing can stop me.
Okay, this bear was probably, I don't know, 30 yards away.
30 yards?
40?
That's nothing.
Yeah, that is nothing for a mama with cubs.
She was just bathing in the water.
Next, you're going to tell me you took a selfie with a buffalo.
Can I just please, I'd like to do, for the show, I'd like to do a warning.
A disclaimer?
A disclaimer. Thank you. Just because Danielle tries it, do not try this at home. She is an experienced...
She's an inexperienced professional.
We are not advocating going near black bears.
We're not.
They're docile compared to grizzlies, but do not get between
a black
bear and her cubs.
We're putting this video so you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple. You can also follow us on Facebook and YouTube. But if you go to Facebook, you can see this video I'm about to talk about. So since it was just past spring, everybody had their babies, right? All the animals had their babies. Why are you all boring?
Because it's going summer.
No, look how beautiful.
I know why your mom
is
worried. You're going to come back without an arm sometime.
Look how aggressive these calves are. Just suckling on the mama moose. They were everywhere.
Is that cool?
That is so precious.
You know, moose are also very dangerous as well.
I know.
I would actually be more concerned about a moose with calves than a bear with cubs.
I'm staying away from both.
Well, yeah, me too. Danielle's
staying away from both.
Actually go to all of them.
Yes.
She was seeking out the grizzlies
I'm
while she
surprised
was there,
you weren't
likely.
Trying to take a selfie.
There were mountain goats everywhere. There, what are baby mountain goats?
Ewes.
There were a bunch of ewes everywhere. It was. It.
I was wondering if was it like
Joel, cue dad joke. Come on, we know you got a whole bunch of them.
I always wondered if mountain goats use were
guys.
Italian. Hey, use guys.
Hey, use guys.
I can't help it, Jacob.
Okay, all this noodling and Italian talk. I'm getting really hungry.
I'm getting really hungry too.
I just need some garlic and pasta, Tad.
Listen, use guys. Get over here. So
Danielle's poor choices in the wilderness is stressing me out and making me hungry.
So my
stress
question
eating.
Yeah.
Yes. My question to you, Danielle, is was it really hard to be there when it was not a hunting season? Because you see why so many people experience Montana, Wyoming, mm-hmm. and the great wide west for hunting. And you were there, you know, in the springtime when the animals are most weary of people. Because they've got their youngins along with them.
Moose guys.
They've got their ewes guys along with them. I don't know what a baby moose is called.
I think Danielle
calves.
Calves. Calves. Oh. I think Danielle, from my experience, maybe you agree or disagree, we'll find out. Mm-hmm. I think this was the best time for you to go for your first time because it's so beautiful and so vast and there's so much to look at. Mm-hmm. I just started hunting out west like 3 years ago was my first time hunting out west, and I've been going out west for a decade now, and it's so beautiful that I actually think if you went out hunting for your first time, you'd be so focused on the hunt that you would forget to stop
actually
and take in the
it.
Scenery, look at the waterfalls, mm-hmm. See all the critters. I mean, it is alive out there right now,
it
like
is.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So I personally think that you went at the best time, and had you just gone out to do a hunt, you may have missed out on almost getting eaten by a bear or killed by a moose.
You know,
this is very true.
You know, that is an actually a really good point. The first time I got to experience Wyoming and Montana was on a hunt, and it was almost in reverse. I did the hunt first, and then I had time after that. And mm-hmm. when you start really soaking in the beauty of this mm-hmm. country, and it's real funny because we've got such natural beauty in Wisconsin, and you know, you can do everything here, just about every type of hunting you like. And we actually have moose in Wisconsin. There are
yeah.
a few,
mm-hmm.
But there
they're
are
coming
elk
back.
And moose, and they're coming back. And, you know, Wisconsin's beautiful and amazing, but experiencing, we live in the only country where you can experience all the different, you know, geographical weather patterns and geographical mountains and rivers and lakes and streams and Great Lakes and oceans. I mean, we're really fortunate. And mm-hmm. was that your first time out west or first time to Montana?
It was not my first time to Montana. My first time was Bozeman last February. It was a sister's trip.
Mm.
So, but my other sister lives in Wyoming.
Did you cry when you left?
No, I was actually excited to get back to a routine.
Okay.
And
sure.
work.
I cry every time I leave the west.
Home, like
the West is pretty. Yeah. It will get into your soul. There's
yeah.
no doubt.
I want
about
to move.
It.
I did look at jobs.
Of course, you did.
I did look at jobs, and
is there
I did
noodling
tell Josh.
Out there?
Is there noodling?
Yeah,
probably.
I'm sure there's some sort of noodling.
Well, if you take Josh, there's at least canoodling.
Oh, dad joke. That's a dad joke.
Bravo.
I saw Jacob raise his hand. There's one dad joke. Well,
but we went out and fly fish too, so that was really my first
wonderful.
Time fly fishing.
Oh.
And did you catch any?
No, I did not.
Well, you could have been with Ellie on the boat catching salmon. You guys both struck
we
zeros.
Caught cans, and that is just
that
as beneficial.
That definitely counts for something. There's
yeah,
no doubt
something.
About it. And the wedded couple I saw, you showed a picture. They were actually fly fishing on their wedding day.
They were in
that.
The in the her his tie and her wedding dress, and all of us wore our hiking boots because we all hike together. Anywhere we go, we always hike, and so we're all wearing our hiking boots.
Oh, looked like a beautiful wedding.
It was, and it but it rained a lot.
That's good luck
on just her wedding day. But she bought clear umbrellas. It was absolutely perfect.
Oh, I bet it was beautiful.
It was meant to rain because the sun. It was Prairie Lake that she got married on the east side, and the background half of it was storm clouds. The other part was just completely sunshine on mountains.
Wow,
that sounds great.
Beautiful.
Well, we're glad to have you back here in Wisconsin and on Raised in Wisco. And coming up, one of the only places in the world you can actually catch salmon, our Great Lakes. And we've got a fantastic recipe from Chef Lawton. This is Raised in Wisco. The way you can get into the outdoors of Wisconsin by listening to Raised in Wisco. My name is Joel Clayfish, born in Waukesha, Wisconsin, raised his entire life and supplanted back here by God's grace alone.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
I get to be not only a product, but a user of Wisconsin's great outdoors, flanked by the all-star cast of Danielle, the outdoors woman superhero, Fairman, and the chefery of Raised in Wisco.
I want flank steak now.
Flank steak?
Flank steak. That's how I think.
I went to Palmer's yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it good?
It was delicious.
Well, good.
Tomahawk steak.
Speaking of delicious, Chef Ellie Lawton.
Let's talk about
bring
food.
Us
and
our
the time
food.
Has come.
We love the food segment. Every week, and today we're talking about something you can catch right here.
We're talking
in Wisconsin.
About something I didn't catch.
You know, I got to feeling bad that I was teasing.
No,
you,
you
about
didn't.
The fish.
No, you didn't. You're like, but oh, I'm catching my fancy fish out back here. I want multiple different species in one.
let me tell you that in order to be a good fisherman or a good angler or a good hunter, you have to know what it is like to hunt and fish and return home with nothing.
Yeah, and some
bag.
Of those days are
and
the
some
best
of those days
ever.
Are the best days. That's what I was going to say. They are some of the best times.
These are some of the worst
because
of times.
You just get the joy of experiencing the outdoors and the sunrises and sunsets. And I'll tell you, if I only hunted or only fished to bring back quarry, I wouldn't do it, because the beauty and joy of getting in the outdoors is so much more important many times than actually, you know, catching or killing something to bring home. However,
yes,
having said that, I love to bring
there's
stuff
a but
home.
To that.
There's a but. And that but is mine that grows every time I eat. So let's talk
okay, well, let's
about
talk about
food.
This recipe. This is a non-butt growing recipe.
Nice.
So Megan and I did not catch any fish this past weekend. So I went to my freezer and I got some fish out that I had already caught. I got some salmon. So today we're talking salmon with a really nice summer salad, because I need to watch my waistline.
Same.
Okay.
Joel, you too or no?
I'm always watching my waistline.
She called him
no,
fat.
I didn't.
That's like
but
the third week in a row she's called me fat.
I'm
I just
over
want
this,
to point
okay?
That out.
So rude.
So first of all,
yes.
We're going to grill our salmon.
I'm on a healthy
we're grilling
eating
our salmon.
I'm on a healthy eating kick.
This is a low carb, high protein, super nutritious meal. And we God,
stop making
it.
Eye contact. Why right. Do you separate
everybody
you two?
Look down. Okay, so you are going to preheat your grill to about 400 degrees. Joel, are you with us?
I'm with you. 400 degrees.
All right, we have about 2 pounds of salmon. You are going to dry that salmon with a towel, okay? You want to do that because we're about to put some spices on it. So on this one, we are doing paprika, oregano, salt, pepper, garlic powder.
Is the skin on?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I would prefer, I like the skin on.
Do you? No.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry to hear that, Danielle.
I like the skin on.
I don't know.
Okay, and the last ingredient was red pepper flakes, if you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, super easy. You're going to rub that all over your salmon, put it on the grill, close the lid, 6 to 8 minutes, or until it's opaque. Internal temperature for salmon is 145. However, pull it off the grill when it's around 120, because it will carry over. It will keep cooking for a little bit after. So you want to let it rest for about 5 minutes. It'll finish cooking, okay? Got it?
Got it.
Yep. Our salad is super easy. So I just call this a summer salad. 3 ears of corn that I already grilled. Cut the corn off. And then you're going to add about 1.5 cups of cherry tomatoes that have been sliced in half. Now you can throw those, you can blister those in a pan or on the Blackstone if you'd like. And then add a cubed avocado, some cilantro, and some salt and pepper, and a squeeze of fresh lime.
Done.
Wow.
And then you pull that salmon off, you put that salad on top, and enjoy it.
That sounds
amazing. I'm so in for that.
It is,
I would love to try
it
that.
It is simple. It's beautiful. It is very healthy. No carbs.
I want to talk about
maybe
one
the corn.
Quick thing
corn has carbs.
With yeah, corn's got a few carbs, yeah. But if you're eating it as part of a salad, you're really that's quite a low carb dish.
Yeah.
I want to talk. I think a lot of times people overcook fish.
Yes.
I mean, you're a chef. You tell me.
Well,
if, that's
if
true
you're
or
temping,
not.
If you're keeping it on your heat source until it reaches that preferred internal cooking temp, you've already overcooked it. So,
okay.
Like I said, internal cooking temp is 145 ish. And again, look online. The internal cooking temps for all the proteins will be online. Pull that fish off about 120. It will keep cooking for a little bit.
It will, yes, because the heat around it just keeps cooking it from the inside. Yes,
yes,
is that how
yes,
that works?
Yeah.
But I want to be clear. We're also talking about salmon here. You wouldn't do the same thing with pork or something that could
correct.
Have salmonella or
correct.
Trichinosis.
Yep. So
you're not
always
dealing with those. You're not dealing with those potential parasites when you're cooking.
Correct.
Salmon.
So make sure you become familiar with your internal cooking temps.
Get a magnet like I do.
A
magnet on my fridge that tells me the internal cooking temps.
This is not a recipe, but I want to remind everybody they have until July 31st to go on our Facebook page, follow the page, drop a comment, and we are giving away 2 tickets to the Waterfowl Expo August 22nd and 23rd. And you're also going to get some Raised in Wisco swag and some right wing sauce.
Ooh, that
and
sounds like a
fantastic
prize pack.
You can eat at the Expo.
And you can eat right wings at the Expo. You can check me out there at Chef Lawton preparing awesome food on the main stage at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. George, you've already submitted your admission to this contest 42 times. That's enough.
George, you're cut off. Okay.
You're cut off, George.
Come on, George.
Hey, everybody. We love having you as part of the Raised in Wisco family. Remember to spread the word. 23 stations throughout the state, your civic media stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. Listen to us Saturday at 11 a.m. Join us next week. This has been and will continue to be Raised in Wisco.